Proclamation number 7232 of 16th of December, 1958. Afflictions in the last days. The closer the end is, the more despondent you humans will be. For this is also due to the time and its manifestations, that a spiritually attuned soul feels everything like a burden, that it senses the unspiritual currents, that it is receptive to the adversary's influence even if it does not succumb to it. But it fills everything as torment what does not move within the framework of divine order, and since people have more or less stepped out of order, such a state is also not without effect, and the effect always affects the souls which desire to remain in order. It takes strong faith to also remain unimpressed by such influences. The human being must have such a firm bond with his God and Father of eternity that he stands, as it were, above everything that happens around him, because he is at the same time the recipient of strength from God and thus defeats everything that is directed against him. But the despondency increases as the end draws nearer. This should also be said to you beforehand so that you nevertheless remain strong in faith and don't let yourselves be depressed. For hours will come again for you too when you will feel God's strength, happy and joyful, and suddenly all darkness around you will be blown away because God's bright ray of love will break through and fill your heart. But this last time is full of trials, and this, too, is a permitted trial to drive you towards your God and Father from eternity, whose children you are, who you are and want to remain despite all afflictions and challenges by the adversary. Your Father knows the hearts of his children, and if only you would consider that you will be judged according to your will, then you would already be able to calmly face everything that happens to you. He knows to whom your will is directed, and fear alone proves this, for you do not fear the Father but the unknown power to which you do not want to fall prey. And since your Father knows your heart and your will, he will not let you fall prey to his adversary either, of that you can be certain. Therefore realize for yourselves what you fear. Every anxiety is fear of a strong power. God's adversary may be strong, but he is never superior to God in strength. And if your will is turned towards God, then you are also safe from his adversary under his protection, no matter how much he oppresses you. You need not fear anyone but only believe that you are under the Father's protection and that his influence on you will remain ineffective because you don't want him to gain power over you. One loves you, and his power is truly stronger. Adhere to the One and leave all fear aside, and you will truly become ever stronger in your faith. You will also not fear the end and hand yourselves over to your Father in heaven, and you every day and calmly walk the path under his protection and shield until the end. For the Father does not abandon his child which wants to go to him into the Father's house. Amen.